Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. What if you woke up every single morning this summer and asked yourself, what will bring me joy today? And then you actually did it, making sure you are doing something for yourself every single day. How much more magical will your life be? Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 23. Today is Wednesday, June 21st, as I'm recording this. First day of summer. How excited are we? I feel like we just need some sun. It's been raining nonstop here. I don't know if it has been where you are in your neck of the woods, but we've had a lot of rain, a little bit of sun here and there, but a lot of rain. And I just know the sun is going to come out soon, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited for beach. I'm excited for sun. I'm excited for warmth. I'm excited for all the things. And this episode is the last episode of season two. I cannot believe we have recorded two full seasons of Your Time Is Now. And gosh, last year at this time, this was just an idea I had in my head, wondering, should I do this? Can I make this work? Will I even do this? Is this for real? Will I ever have enough content to talk about, like, all the things, right? But I knew in my heart, it was something I had to do. I had been thinking about it for years. And last year, the nudge came, right? In my head, I'm like, your time is now. It's never too late. Take inspired action. Take action in spite of fear. And I went for it. I began the planning in June. So 1 year ago today, I said yes to myself. I said yes to this whole process. And I started the planning, worked on all the first episodes in July and launched last August. So we're going to be coming on 1 year of the podcast. And I must say, the journey has been so freaking amazing. And I'm just so happy I said yes. I'm so happy I said yes to myself, yes to trying something new, yes to opening myself up and being fully vulnerable and raw and real on here for all of you. And while I'm taking a little bit of a break for a few months to relax and spend as much quality time with my family and our new summer home as I possibly can, I cannot wait for season 3 in the fall. So first, If there's any topics you want me to talk about in the fall, always please feel free to DM me. I always love to know what you want to hear. It always makes things so much better if I know that I'm giving you the content you want to hear. And also, I know that if you don't give me any information, I know that the content that's coming to you in every episode that's coming from my heart is meant to be. So, okay. Oof. The past few months have been a whirlwind of emotions, as all, if you've been following me, a lot of craziness and unexpected roadblocks with the Cape House on top of excitement of Kyle's graduation and celebrations, which were also amazing. On top of not feeling fantastic, also close friends having health issues. We had a car accident in the family. It's just literally been a roller coaster, to say the least. But as I mentioned before, I am constantly taking moments to sit back and have gratitude for all the incredible things that I have in my life, because when we focus on that, they do outweigh all of the other things. And I am taking the time to make sure that I exercise and nourish myself and sleep as much as I can, although sleep hasn't been a thing for me lately, to be honest with you. So I'm sleeping as much as I can. But in the midst of the chaos, which happens, like, this is life. This is what life is all about. Like, we're going to have the chaos, but what do we do with it, right? What do we do with it? How do we react to it? What do we do during it? And I've definitely been taking those moments for myself to getting myself back into alignment. And with all the craziness the past few months, it had me thinking of a lot of things and thinking about how I want to shift and evolve and change how I'm thinking, right? How I'm reacting, how I'm living. Because if there's one thing I do, it is constantly asking myself, like, what's working and what's not working? Where am I feeling fulfilled and where am I not? What can I be doing to move closer to where I want to be? What can I be doing differently? So I started to ask myself these questions again this summer, right? The next couple of months, July and August. What can I change? And so much came up, so many thoughts. And really, it all ties back to everything I've been talking about since episode one. But I think sometimes we get so caught up in the chaos that life brings us that we forget, right? We forget things. We forget the tools. We forget what we're supposed to be doing. And we can lose sight of what we really want and how we get there, right? Like, how are we going to get there? So I wanted to make this last solo episode short and sweet for you, and share with you what I'm asking myself, like what I have been asking myself, because I think these are all good reminders for all of us. So maybe you take a moment, and I'm asking you, like, take a moment and ask yourself some of these questions. Grab a journal, write them down, and answer honestly. Think about what your life can look like at the end of the summer with a few small shifts. Okay? Are you ready? Are you ready? All right, let's go. So what if this summer you focused only on the solution and not the problems? How will your life change? What if you focused on what you loved about someone and all their positive aspects instead of what frustrates or irritates you about them? How will your relationships change? What if you woke up every day and said to yourself, today's going to be a great day. Everything's always working out for me. And you take 1 minute to revel in what you have to be grateful for in life. How will your days change? What if you made sure you filled your own cup, right? Your own cup. What if your cup was so full that it was overflowing? And that it was overflowing so much that you had so much in you to still give to others? Because I want you to remember, it's not selfish to want to fill your cup first. It's making sure you're aligned, right? It's not selfish to fill your cup first. It's called being empowered. It's not selfish to fill your cup first, because when you fill your cup first, you are allowing yourself to be who you truly are meant to be. So what if you allowed yourself the fullness of who you really are? How will your life look? Like, can you allow that? What if you surrendered to what is? You just surrendered to what is. What if you surrendered to what is happening in your life right now and trusted that it's leading you to your next level of greatness, even if it doesn't feel that way in this moment? How will that change the way you feel? What if you decided to feel satisfied with where you're at right now? Because here's the thing. When we are constantly dissatisfied, it slows us down. It slows down the path to where we want to be. So what if instead you felt satisfied and kept taking those steps to where you want to be? How much quicker will you get there? What if you give yourself permission to not play with those that aren't fun to play with anymore? How will your moods change? How much more fun will you have? What if you allow yourself to walk away from situations that don't feel good so you can allow yourself to replenish your good energy? What if you just decided to just care about how you feel? How will your life change? What if you fully nourished your body and moved your body every single day? How will that change the picture of your health? What if you spoke more about what you desire instead of what you don't have? How will gratitude change for you? What if you gave up trying to control others and only focused on controlling yourself and your own thoughts and how you felt and how you acted and reacted and how you take care of yourself and fill your cup? How will life change? How can you better manage the energy of your own thoughts? How can you allow more momentum to flow? How can you allow enough momentum of what you desire to flow so much that the contradictory thoughts that you have, right, won't have enough power to take over anymore? Think about this. There are two ways of knowing how you're creating, right? And what you're creating in your life, right? Your experiences, your reality. You are either, number one, waiting until it manifests into your reality and you look at what's happening in your life and you're like, yep, that seems about right. Whether it's what you wanted or didn't want. There are 100% times in my life that when something happens, I take a step back and I'm like, okay, that's my doing, right? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. Or number two, you're allowing yourself to feel it before it manifests. And as time goes on, you then decide whether to keep feeling it because it feels good and right, or you choose to feel differently. We need to make a shift when something doesn't feel right. Again, what if you just decided to care about how you feel constantly? And when something wasn't feeling good, you allowed yourself to feel it, right? Like, you don't have to pretend it's not happening, but allow yourself to feel it, but also allow yourself to constantly experience the things that bring you joy. What if you woke up every single morning this summer and asked yourself, what will bring me joy today? And then you actually did it, making sure you are doing something for yourself every single day. How much more magical will your life be? And can you do that? Can you allow goodness to flow to you daily? Can you take action daily to make it happen? How will life change? What will life look like in September when we all come back here together? I've been sitting with all of this and really, truly asking myself, what needs to change? What do I truly want my life to look like? What brings me joy? Who brings me joy? How can I fill my cup each and every day so I have enough to give to others? What do I desire? What makes me feel fulfilled? It is so, so powerful to take the time and journal on this. So I invite you to do this for yourself. See how life can change in just a few short months or even weeks or even really days. Small shifts in your life always lead to big ones. they compound over time. And then all of a sudden you're like, shit, did that. Look what I did. I created all of this goodness in my life. There's so much magic awaiting for you. So what actions can you take this summer to create it? So as I said, short and sweet to end the season, yet so much power, right? Ugh, I am wishing you all such a beautiful and magical summer filled with so much joy and laughter and fun and health and yummy food and family and friends and vitamin D and vitamin C as an SEA. I know I'll be getting a lot of that. Just all the goodness of what summer can bring us. You can keep tabs on what's going on in my world over on Instagram and Facebook as always. I will be updating you on all the happenings of the Cape House, our summer there, sending Kyle off to college, Scott and I becoming empty nesters, like so much change and excitement will be happening over the next few months. So I cannot wait to share it with all of you. And if you are not on my email list, be sure to get yourself on the list. Link is in the show notes as always. I'll be keeping you up to date on all things in my world, plus some new in-person monthly events coming in September. The plan is September. So if you are local or local-ish to me, you do not want to miss these. So stay tuned on socials, all the socials and emails for all the details on that. And before we part, I want to remind you of this. You get to create happiness within yourself. You get to choose to be happy every single day. You get to begin each day with a grateful heart. You are pure positive energy and you are meant to have limitless joy. Allow yourself the flow of positive energy, right? Allow the flow of positive energy to move through you effortlessly. Great things are in store for you always. I love you all so, so much. I hope this episode inspired you and served you. And I am so looking forward to coming back here after the summer and chatting with you in September. Love you all. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.